Coach P's perspective.
Serve God, work hard, family coaching, play my part. Faith is something that I use every day, game changing moves. Sit back, relax, and listen. Inspiration is my mission. Twitch, got your back, Coach 96, we do the most. PCO be in my brain, CSL is in my veins. Ain't no stopping or no blocking, heaven's where I aim. In order to succeed, we cannot be lazy. Repping Jesus all the time, and yeah, we're going crazy.
Hey there, family, friends. Hey, this is Coach Chad Parks with Coach P's Perspective. Now, today, man, I'm pumped. Today, we have a good friend of mine on here. His name is Stetson Frost, and Stetson is the owner and CEO, founder of the Lane Frost brand. So, Stetson, this is one of my favorite apparel companies in the world, and I only wear Lane Frost hats. Anyway, so, you know, some of our guests or listeners out there may not know about the brand, or really where I want to start is family history. So you come from a legendary family of rodeo heroes and world champions. So if you would, just tell us a little bit about the Frost family and, you know, really their history in rodeo.
Well, it started way back with my grandpa and his brothers and some of that. You know, they were always ranching and stuff and got into rodeo. And this is early 50s to the mid 60s era. See, Clyde's 84, so he was – I mean, he was in the first NFR in 1959. Like, his back badge hangs on the wall at their house, so it's really cool. But he was in five out of the first six. So rodeo back then, that was just kind of all our family, you know, was back then, outside of running ranches and stuff. And it just kind of took. And then, you know, some of the kids, you know, Lane rodeoed. My Aunt Robin, she ran barrels, which is Lane's sister. My dad never rodeoed, neither did I. You know, he played football in high school. I played football in high school. You know, that's kind of where, you know, we took a different path in the sports. But on my the other side of the Frost, so Clyde's brothers and nephews and stuff like that, we got Joe and Josh and Jake Frost. Those are all three of my cousins, and they range from 27 to 19. And all three of them, they ride bulls and professionally. So some continued it on, and then some are, you know, taking some different paths through the years.
Yeah. All right, so, you know, Lane is a was a world champion, considered by many the best bull rider of all time. And, you know, we lost him early, so bull riding accident. And then, of course, we had a famous movie, 8 Seconds, was made about him, which is incredible. And so for me, growing up in Oklahoma, Lane was like an icon. I had pictures of Lane on my wall. And, you know, I didn't rodeo myself. I had a lot of friends whose their families, you know, they were involved in rodeo. I wanted to bull ride. Dad wouldn't let me bull ride, which I get. It's dangerous. But I was a wrestler. And, you know, so for us, wrestling is it's a very tough physical sport, and so is bull riding. And so I always kind of saw the two meshing together a little bit. And, of course, like I said, I looked up to Lane. So for you, you know, that's your uncle. What is it like growing up having one of the best bull riders and, of course, someone who, like I said, there's a famous movie about him. What's it like having Lane Frost as your uncle?
Man, it's really cool. I mean, it's humbling. I've always looked up to him. He's always been a hero of mine. And just the nostalgia and the coolness, you know, of the 80s, everything going on back then, and just talent. And, you know, nowadays we have the social media and all these outlets to put yourself out there. And, I mean, these cats were – it was raw back then. I mean, you were famous because you made yourself famous. There was no trick to it. You hustled. And so that to me is just so cool to be linked and kin to a man like that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you mentioned briefly, you know, you played football growing up, and that's one of the questions I had for you. Did you rodeo? Were you around rodeos? And so football was your main sport?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
go ahead.
As a kid, I was always a big fan of football. My grandfather that just passed away in December, he was huge, diehard OU fan. He was a pastor, and if you want to see a preacher cuss, you get the Sooners down on Saturday. You know? So I became a big fan of that young, and this was my this is my mother's dad, and I started playing football in grade school and went all the way through high school. Not a big guy. I'm 5'9". I played lineman. We come from a small town, so if you had any weight on you, you were a lineman. You didn't have a choice. So. Did that, lifted a lot of weights. I still try to lift weights. doing as much as I can to stay active. But so that's my sports insight. Now looking back, you know, honestly, I wish I would have just probably focused on fitness more so than trying to, you know, play football thinking I'm going to be a 5'9" lineman in the NFL, you know, in high school. But so, you know, now looking back, even with my son now, he's 2, you know, looking at sports and everything, you know, I'm all for sports if he wants to play them. But regardless, I want him to know that fitness is important from a young age, all the way, you know, that needs to be a staple in your life. So that's where my head is nowadays.
Now, something I want to ask, because I want to support any business or any company that is family run, that, you know, people are literally getting in there and they're grinding. And I know that your company is huge now, right? I mean, you guys are, this is a massive company, Lane Frost Brands. But tell me about the genesis of Lane Frost. Like, how did you start this? Where did it begin? And then kind of like, where is it now? So just give us the journey.
And to touch base on the bigness, you know, we're blessed. The company has taken off, but people misunderstand the concept of growing. Mm-hmm. It's me. My wife's a hygienist. She helps when she can. And then I have one employee that fills orders, and she's only been with us a little bit over a year. So it's very, very, very small, even though it's blown up like it has. We try to keep it close like that. But from the beginning, like I said, I was always a fan of Lane. Always wanted to do something to honor him. And, you know, I knew he had a huge fan base. I didn't know it was this big, but I knew he had a big fan base. And I always thought it would be cool to do something, basically provide a vehicle for his fans. And literally, we're on 5 years now. I saved up like a couple $100 and had some hats made just for the heck of it. You know, I was like, man, I like my hat guy. I'll wear a few. Maybe some buddies will want some. It wasn't meant to do this initially, you know. I figured I'd always have a day job. This would, you know, turn a couple $100 maybe. And what launched it was about 3.5 years ago, we got Lane's last ride hat back from Jim Sharp. He had it in an attic in a hat box and didn't even – basically the story of what happened was, you know, when Lane had his wreck – he went off to the hospital. Tuff and Cody jumped in a vehicle and got there. Jim still had a ride, Jim Sharp. So he gathered all Lane's effects. Well, he got his hat, and I'm assuming there was a hat box there or something, and he just grabbed the hat, grabbed the gear, you know, threw it in the vehicle and moved on to the next rodeo. Well, somehow it got lost in translation. It was in an attic in Jim Sharp's house for pushing 30 years, you know. And we got that back, and I posted a picture of Clyde wearing it, Lane's dad, and it just went nuts, man. I mean, we gained like 50,000 followers in 24 hours.
Wow.
Sold out what little product I had. I was just wiped. I went and told my boss. I was like, man, I think I'm going to try this on its own, you know. So I took the leap, used all the money, invested right back into itself, and kind of ran with it. You know, we've been blessed. We have a strong logo. Lane's legacy is super strong. You know, this isn't one of those companies, and I'm not knocking anybody. We're not trying to sell you on an ideal. We're not trying to sell you on this is the new logo. You know, this is the new Nike swish. We're not trying to sell you on that. We have facts and history behind a human being, you know, of his trials and his errors and his downfalls and his championship. You know, so it's really cool. There's a ton of history behind our company, even though it's not that old. But, you know, the company itself is Lane Frost. So, yeah, it's been around since 63 in a sense. Yeah, we just keep grinding, trying to come up with new ideals, always hustling, working on our athletes. You know, we have a pretty good little athlete list that we work with closely. We branched out into music, just all kinds of stuff outside the realm. Because, you know, I don't want Lane to be looked at as, oh, he's just a bull rider. I can't like him because I don't like rodeo or I don't like bulls. That's not what this is about. This is about taking a person and seeing how hard they work, how much dedication they have to their craft. You know, people don't appreciate that enough. You know, if you're the best at something, you have mastered a craft. And most people go their whole lives, you know, jack of all, master of none. So it's just super cool to see what has transpired and how we've grown and how we're continuing to grow. I mean, we got things in the works right now that are just going to change the game for us in the next, you know, the next 60 days. So we're always humbled. We're always looking for new ideals. Again, we don't want to just be stuck in the rodeo facet. You know, all sports, all ways of life. We want you to look at Lane Frost and see, wow, that was basically a badass human being, and I want to be like him. Versus, oh, he rode bulls. I can't like that because he's a bull rider.
Yeah, that's, you know, for me, I liked Lane initially because he was a great bull rider. You know, and then of course, as you study him, you get to know about the man. You know, you see he's a strong Christian. His work ethic was off the charts. You know, so there are a lot of characteristics that I admire in a human being, and those are portrayed in Lane. You know, so and it's cool for me to be able to get on and look at your social media, especially your Instagram, and see people that you guys support. And like you said, it's various sports and the people that support your brand. So not only that you guys are helping out the athletes, but also those people who just support the brand in general. I mean, I have a background in MMA, been an MMA coach for a long time, and you guys have MMA athletes, fitness in general. And so, yeah, like you said, it reaches far outside of the rodeo world, which is great in and of itself. But I know for me, the very first time, I didn't even know that Lane Frost brand existed. I went into, I think it was a boot barn, was looking for a ball cap, and I walked over and I saw it, and I saw the iconic logo, right? So I saw the bull and the LF on there, and I'm like, whoa, what is this? I didn't know if this was like one of theirs or so. I'm like looking at it, and I'm like, oh, dude, I got to buy this. So I bought it immediately, and then after that is when I actually got on social media and then looked and started kind of studying a little bit, and I'm like, okay, man, this brand right here, I'm only wearing Lane Frost hats.
Awesome, man.
Yeah, so then I got the clone. Like I said, you guys are kind of branching out, and you're in a few other areas. But so for those who are out there listening that don't know, this is a great company to support. Lane was a great man, and then what Stetson and his family are doing with this, and get on their social media and look. And just for people who are entrepreneurs or people who are wanting to grow their business, you know, you guys are a great model of seeing that because you make real connections with people. Real relationships and real connections with people, and that's what matters. And in a day and age where there is so much online and maybe that's missed, that truly matters to you guys. And if you look through your website and the athletes that maybe you sponsor that are really involved, you talk about character. That's a big part of that. You don't care if you're the best in the world at something. If you lack character, you guys are not going to support them. If it's a person of high integrity and high of character, you know, high character, that's someone that can represent your company. You know, and so those are things I value personally. I wanted to ask you this. So actually, let me go back to fitness real quick. You were talking about fitness earlier in football. So I'm a fitness nut. Strength conditioning is one of my greatest passions, work out a lot. And so for anyone, like you say, and I love it that you talked about, you know, your two-year-old, regardless of what he decides to do with sports or not do with sports, fitness is a way of life. And I see that you put workouts on there. And so I believe that myself personally. Whenever we're working out, you just feel better, right? So all the things it does for you physically and mentally. Right now, we're in the COVID-19 era where people are sheltered in homes and things like that. And there are many things in life you can control and many things you can't. Your fitness, your working out, the way you eat, those are some things that you can control. So I just want to give you, you know, hey, that's, I mean, props, that's one of the ways that you want to raise your son. That's one, you know, for us in our household, that's very, very important. We're trying to do that. Of course, my boys are out right now riding their bicycles around in the sunshine and getting after it. They'll be playing outside all day. And it's almost like we went back to the 80s, man, the way this is.
Yeah, the way this is.
Yeah, that's right, the way this is right now. But anyway, so I wanted to ask you, you know, on your personal life outside of the business, that's what made me think about the fitness. But how do you balance being a dad, being, you know, being a husband, with being a businessman and all that comes with that?
It's tough, and it's been a learning curve. You know, 2 years ago, we didn't have a kid. You know, now we have a kid. He's 2 years old, and we have one on the way. So, you know, that's a whole nother learning experience when that comes around. You know, you have to be very, very driven and self-motivated to do any type of your, you know, own business anyways. One. With that, you know, you have to grind when no one else is. You know, this isn't a 9-to-5. None of this is ever a 9-to-5. You know, I'll get up at 7-8 in the morning. I'll start reading emails. We'll go into phone calls. I'll get on the phone 3-4 hours a day. In the midst, I'm running loads of laundry. I got laundry running right now. our warehouse is actually based out of our house. You know, we actually have we live in a shop house. It's a 60 by 30. and I've dedicated like 20 by 30 of it to a warehouse. So we only live in like 1500 square foot. So that's another hurdle. Working from home, truly running your business from home is really hard. When you're not in the warehouse, you're in here doing chores, you're out at doing chores, you're playing with your little man, you're running around, you're checking on the wife, all that. So to balance that, you have to try to schedule yourself in a sense. You know, I've learned even with working out now more so, I've got to dedicate time. You know, at this point of the time of the day, this is when I go work out and nothing else matters. At that point, I got to do this. Same thing with knowledge, you know, learning and reading and things like that. You have to dedicate time for yourself within that chaos. And, you know, life's as hard or as easy as we make it. You know, people are always like, how do you answer the phone every time someone calls? I was like, I don't care how busy you are. You can answer the phone. I mean, there's nobody, you know, unless you're Donald Trump running multi-million-dollar companies and, you know, there's 10 people to talk to until you get to that person. That's different. But on this level, you know, I'm blessed to make time for others and I'm going to answer the phone. You know, I don't see a point in putting people off. If someone texts me, I text them right back. You know, they're like, whoa, how'd you do? I'm like, dude, let's be honest. We're all holding our phones. What's another 30 seconds of pushing some buttons, you know? So with that, on the balance side, there's no true recipe for success in this. You just have to grind it out and figure out what works for you and your family. And it also helps having a supporting cast. My wife is super supportive. She's a hygienist. She works 3 days a week. So on those 2 days she's working, she actually handles our Boot Barn and Cavender's invoicing, which is huge and helps us out. Saves us probably about $40,000 a year in an accountant, you know, just handling those processing. So that's been a blessing. Our girl Devin that runs the warehouse, literally it's like right there. That's the door to the warehouse. She's great. She handles most of the day-to-days. I really don't have to bother her much. You know, she hits me up if there's an issue with just, you know, don't know how to answer this question with a customer or something. But, you know, my last name's on every box, so it's very personal to me. You know, you get people that'll order and then email you right, like, oh, you charged my card, you know, and I hadn't got a shipment yet. I'm like, anywhere you order, they're going to charge your card instantly, and they ship the order within a few days. You know, my last name's in the box. I promise you're getting your item. So, you know, that's where I hang my hat on, you know, responding to emails and taking care of customers. And even as we grow, you know, I want to grow in a safe manner. You know, I always tell people, they're like, oh, you need to do this. We will with time. You know, we'll build those relationships with time, and we'll grow the company with time. My comparison is I want to be like honey, you know, just slow and steady, grow with the time that's needed. You see people go out and they'll just shoot for the moon, and that's great in a sense, but you have to be smart, especially when you're playing with your own money and your family's money. You know, it's not all yours. If you got a wife and kids and you're trying to start a company, you can't be a gunslinger to a sense where it's going to affect your daily outcome. So if I could say anything for anybody that's trying to get into the business for themselves and stuff, you know, do some homework, find a mentor. I wasn't blessed enough to find one up front. You know, I've found some people to lean on in the past few years, a little older than me, that's, you know, had ups and downs and learned a lot. But find a mentor and ask questions. You know, humble yourself to ask questions and be willing to learn. Because, you know, if we have it all figured out, why aren't we all millionaires? You know what I mean? We don't. There's always hurdles to overcome. There's always people that know more than you. Never be too proud to learn. So that's kind of my – that's where I'm at on it. But the day-to-day is fun. It is. I get to see my boy all the time. He goes to school, you know, when he's three. So these first 3 years we've been together, I can't even tell. I mean, he's not even excited to see me because we're together so much, you know. Actually, him and his mom went to her parents just to hang out and have some coffee with them this morning and hang out. So it's nice to get some alone time a little bit to do stuff like this. And you know, I'm blessed, you know, for my situation. Even during this virus, it hasn't affected our day-to-day. We've been busy, orders going out. Nothing's changed for me over here. So.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'll be going back and taking notes whenever I listen to this later on. Spitting fire right there. So I know that there's, you know, myself, I mean, I'm a teacher, I'm a coach, I'm a minister, I'm an author, you know, lots of things, right? So wearing lots of hats. There's no true balance to life. Like you said, you're grinding, you're in there, you're mixing it up. But man, relationships are so huge. So the relationships that you have with your family, the relationships, people that you work with, and you guys are doing that so well, so incredibly well. you know, and then talking about, you know, whenever you're going to start your own business, whenever you are an entrepreneur, trying to be an entrepreneur, all the things. So sometimes those things seem kind of sexy on the outside, and then you get to doing them, and then you got to realize that, hey, man, there is a lot of, I have to have a lot of motivation. I have to have a lot of internal drive. Something that you said that really stood out to me. So a big belief of mine is the way you do anything is the way you do everything. All right. And then another thing is, can you put your name to it? So, you know, my last name is Parks. So I'm representing my entire Parks family. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm representing my dad, my grandfather, and all those things. You know, you're representing the Frost family. So like you said, your name is on that box whenever you're shipping something to someone. You know, so anything that you do, or everything you do, speaks. It matters. And whenever you have a family legacy, not that that's extra pressure, it's something that you want to do. You want to represent your family really well. You want to set up your family in the future really well. So it's something you guys are doing. Anyway, so like I said, I'm going to go back and listen to that again, because it's a lot of great information right there that you're giving us. And, you know, for those who are out there that are trying to grow as human beings, man, go back and take notes on this. You know, and then you talked about having a mentor, and that's something I truly believe in. And it's amazing how many high-level people that are really good. So if I want to be really great at something, I'm going to find someone who is better than me. I'm going to find someone who's been there and has done that. And I've been blessed that, you know, my dad's a National Hall of Fame wrestling coach. I've had four, you know, coaches that are in the Hall of Fame. And I can go to them. But in other areas, in business and things like that, I've been able just to literally just reach out to people who are at high levels, and so many people will respond. Like you said, they'll text back. They'll pick up the phone and get on the phone with you. They're willing to help you. And a lot of people out there don't realize that. So if you're trying to grow in an area, find someone who's already really good at it and reach out. And if they don't help you, find somebody else. Okay. I believe you have to have like a board of, you know, you have to have mentors. Mm-hmm. And then you need to have yourself like a personal board. And sometimes these are people you know, sometimes they're people that you don't know. It could be books that you're reading, it could be videos that you're watching, but people that you can learn from. And so you know, real quick, just as far as educating yourself, what are some of the ways that you do that?
Man, before I started this, you know, I looked at some other companies that I was passionate about. I wore their products and I was like, you know, I love their model. I love how they do these things. You know, it's nothing is reinventing, you know, the wheel. You know, everything's almost to a sense, not as in all the feats, but a lot of things have already been done. Mm-hmm. You don't have to go in and be like, oh, I'm gonna be the first. You can be the first, but to get to being the first in something, you have to start somewhere, and you need to go off something that has worked. You know, risks are important. You know, you have to take some risks in life, but you have to be smart about those things as well. You know, you can't go in guns blazing on everything and expect everything to work. You know, you have to have some discipline, and that's, you know, that's where it goes back to the Bible about being foolish. You know, don't be foolish, you know, be smart. You know, there's a difference in, you know, helping somebody out or being foolish and enabling them to ruin their lives again. You know, there's a lot of truth in that. But my deal is, again, I try to stay around positive people. Honestly, that's a big thing too.
Yeah.
I have cleared negativity out of my life 100%. I try to be a positive person. My wife's super positive. She's made me even extra positive since we've been together. But you know, it's good to keep like-minded people around, and people smarter than you. You know, if you're the smartest person in the room, what does that mean? You know, and you know, it kind of goes back to the saying, you know, hard work beats talent most of the time. Because if you have talent, you ain't going to use it. It's pointless. Mm-hmm. Same thing with knowledge. If you have a lifetime of knowledge and you don't share it with others, that's not knowledge. That's just you being selfish, you know? So with that, you know, obviously give God props, read your Bible, do some personal strength things, you know, listen to some podcasts that'll motivate you, hustle, get outside, get some vitamin D. A lot of people don't go outside these days. It's huge. You know, we do a lot of yard work. I love my little backyard and hang out there. You know, even if this thing, God willing, it does, takes off even further and grows and grows and grows, which I'm sure it is, you know, humble beginnings, you know, stay humble. Don't overexert yourself. Don't outlive your means. I see a lot of people that get into something and they're doing good and they overlive their means too quickly, and they get in a bind, or there's a recession, or a virus, and it just devastates you, you know. Be prepared for everything if you can be. You know, it's always, you know, hope for the best, but expect the worst, and you'll always be prepared, you know? So that's just kind of a motto I've always lived by. And, you know, people think that, you know, there's just a silver spoon because we're a Frost, you know, there's money. And there's, I think Clyde gets a $5 check a year from the movie because he played in it. You know, he's in that one little scene and gets like a $5 check. That's it. You know, the contract was not for them to get royalties really or anything. They, mm-hmm. you know, so there's, you know, Lane made $100,000 in 1988, 89, you know, that was his. But, you know, there's no silver spoon. You know, I've had to hustle and grind. You know, there's no money outside of what we've earned. You know, we give back, try to give back, try to tithe as much as possible and do things for others. It's there's no secret recipe to you know, being successful. To be successful, you have to help others be successful, I think. Yeah. And if you can't do that, man, it's – I don't know – I honestly don't know how people can get much further in life if they're not being humble.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, being a lifelong athlete and being a coach, humility is huge. Right. And I found that out many times.
Especially when you're a stud, you go in and get whooped. That's really humbling, right?
Yeah. 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 If you get a little ego, get out of control, somebody can humble you real quick. You know, so, and I think life can humble us real quick too. So yeah, so walking in humility is huge. And whenever you're following God, I think you realize that. And like I said, and then there's times where maybe you don't, right? So your ego gets in the way. And then, but anyway, hey, Stetson, man, thanks for getting on here. This has been awesome. And before I let you go, and again, I'm gonna go back and take notes on this. Hopefully everybody listening, you know, you will. There's a lot of great information here, but I want to kind of put you on the hot seat.
Okay. All right?
So, just a few things so we can get to know you better and, you know, make this more personal. And again, man, you guys have a very personal company, something, one of the reasons why I'm drawn to it, small town, Oklahoma, you're running it right there and literally out of your house, you know, which is awesome, which I don't know how you're doing, 'cause I know you guys are growing. And you know how many stores you guys are in now?
Boot Barn, Cavenders, and all our mom paws. We're in probably about 500 nationwide.
Yeah. 500 stores nationwide. Of course, you got your website, it's doing great. So, okay, on the hot seat. All right, so you're flipping through the TV and, you know, there's a movie on, and literally every time you see this movie, it's one you got to stop and watch. What would it be?
Man, that's a tough one because there's a lot. I'm a huge cinema buff. Jaws is my all-time favorite movie. Yeah. If it's on, I'm watching it. I can probably recite the whole thing to you.
Okay, so any, like the original Jaws, any particular?
The original Jaws. Jaws 1, yep. It's just chasing the beast, man. It's crazy.
Yep. Okay. All right. The next one. Now, I don't want you to get yourself in trouble here because I know you guys have some musicians that you support, but, you know, who is your favorite musician or your favorite band of all time?
Man, these days, you know, your music kind of changes your taste as you get a little older, but I listen to a lot of Cody Jinx. I really do.
Yeah.
Yep.
So awesome. Yeah. Cody Jinx is, I was actually outside working the other day and had a Country Pandora station on, and Cody Jinx song came over, and I ran over real quick to check. Who's this? I was like, oh, yeah, man, it's Cody Jinx. So every time
he's a really good down-to-earth dude. He really is.
That's awesome. So, okay. All right. So reading outside the Bible, I know that you're a strong Christian, a man of God, but outside the Bible, what's one book that you've read that's really just influenced you as a human being?
Man, I was actually looking it up while ago when we were talking because it's been so long since I read it, but I read it several times when I was young. It's Dave Dravecki. He was a professional baseball pitcher back in the 80s and 90s, and he lost his arm. Yeah. And he still pitched with one arm. It's a book called, it's called Comeback. So it's basically about him having to reinvent himself, you know, after he's a grown man. And it's just crazy. Yeah. You should check that out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to put that on my to-read list. I'm a big reader. All right. So, Stetson, we're going to get off here. Now, where can we find you guys at online? So your website, your social media?
LaneFrost.com is the website. We have Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and it's all Lane Frost brand. You know, we put ourselves out there. We try to do a lot of good original content. We share others. It's really cool and inspiring. It's fun. The social media is kind of where I found my niche of pushing stuff. You know, it's a lot of fun. So Lane Frost brand through pretty much all social media sources.
Okay. Awesome. So, yeah, I know that for me, you know, getting on and looking at your social media, you guys knock it out of the park right there. And again, it feels like family, it feels like home, and it's inspirational all the time. You know, yep. You guys are often putting on pictures of Lane, you have scripture and little Bible, you know, I've even told you before, man, you got to write a book. You know, I want that Lane Frost Bible study, and that you write. You're a good writer as well. So,
and you saying that, actually, we have a devotional in the works, a 30-day devotional. My grandfather's a pastor. Right before he found a 30-day devotional for a Lane Frost devotional book. So that's in the near future.
Awesome. So I'll be picking that up and making that my daily devotional. All right, Seth. Well, thanks for getting on here, man. I appreciate you, and I will talk to you soon.
Bud, appreciate you.
Awesome. All right, y'all. This has been Coach Chad Parks with Coach P's Perspective, and today we're talking with Stetson Frost, the Lane Frost brand. Make sure, and I'll put a link down there at the bottom of this podcast. You guys can go and check that out. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Podcast complete, now me working overtime. I'm just a vessel for the spirit. When it's in me, then I shine. If the clay gets broken, he makes some whole new pottery. Repent for your sins, tell Satan to stay up off of me. With a new step, CSL rep, pop, lock and rock. Coach P, who never stops.